Blog Talk Radio.
We acknowledge you, Father God. We acknowledge you as our Lord and our Savior. We acknowledge you as the King of the Kingdom. You are the Lord Sabaoth who fight our wars and win. We acknowledge you, Father God. We applaud you for everything you've done, God, and everything that you're going to do, God. We just worship you, God. We just always want to take our time to give you glory and give you reverence. You are the King of glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are Jehovah Nissi. Hallelujah. We worship you, God. We worship you in the name of Jesus. We lift your name on high in the name of Jesus. We die that you might increase tonight, God. We die in the name of Jesus, God. We just clear the land in the name of Jesus, God. But we don't want anything to block our prayers, God. So therefore, we come repenting for all of our sins, God. We pray that you would blood wash us and make us whole, God. We pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would circumcise us tonight, God. That you would circumcise our hearts in the name of Jesus, God. That you would circumcise our ear gates, God. We just take dominion and authority over all dullness of heart, all dullness of hearing, God. We pray, God, that you would judge the hardness of heart in the name of Jesus, God. Make our hearts soft and pliable in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, rekayashaya, and renew the right spirit in us in the name of Jesus, God. We want to live upright and holy before you, God. We want to live a life pleasing unto you, God. So therefore, we submit unto you, Lord Jesus. We submit our lives unto you, God. We submit our bodies unto you, God. For they're the temple of the Holy Ghost, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Rekaya soya riakaya. Rababayo soya riakaya soya. Purge us with hyssop, God. And make us white as snow, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, baptize us with Holy Ghost and with fire, God. Burn away the drug, God. Burn away everything that's not like you, God. Burn away the old bad motives, God. Burn away everything that would be contrary to you in the name of Jesus. We pull down every stronghold. We come against everything that comes against our mind, everything that comes against the knowledge of Christ. We pull it down right now in the name of Jesus. We break up all fallow ground in the name of Jesus, God. We act as a battering ram, and we break up all fallow ground in the name of Jesus. We clear the land, God, and we prepare the way for the King. We prepare the way for your glory. We prepare for you, Lord Jesus. We prepare in the name of Jesus. We prepare for your majesty. We prepare for your splendor, God. Come in and move in our lives, God. Move in our lives in a mighty way, God. We salute you, God. We roll out the red carpet for you, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, God. Those with a clean hand and a pure heart, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus. We lift you on high, Father. We lift you on high, Lord Jesus. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy.
Hallelujah. God, you are worthy of all of our praises, Father. We just thank you right now. For there is no weapon formed against us will prosper, especially against this teaching in the name of Jesus. Father, I just thank you that when we keep on pressing, that you prevail for us, God. And I thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I just want to welcome all of my listeners. I want to welcome all of those that want to fight this invisible war. Amen. This spiritual war. For God is taking us to a place where we will know how to fight our enemy that we can't see. Amen, amen, and amen, amen. I'm just excited because out of all of the times that I have logged into the internet radio, I have never had this type of issue. I say, but God, because I understand that the enemy is angry. I understand that he don't want this teaching to go forth, and it make me hungry to do the word even the more. Amen. I kind of feel like Les Brown. Amen. How bad do you want it? We just praise God for his infinite power. God is making a way out of no way. And I'm just going to allow him to lead me, because right now I hear the Lord saying that whatever you desire in this season of turmoil, God said, I'm going to give it to you. He said, I'm going to reward you for your labor. This is a season to be rewarded. It's not a season to fret. It's not a season to be afraid. It is a season to be rewarded. Continue to fight the good fight of faith, because the enemy is coming against people's minds. The enemy is coming against people's thoughts. But I want to encourage you that you would understand that this is your season to be blessed. Amen. In the midst of the storm, that's what God is doing. Amen. Where he bringing down one to raise up another. Know the season that you're in. Hallelujah. 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 I'm telling you, know that you're blessed. Know that no weapon formed will prosper. They're going to form, but they will not prosper. So when you begin to see them forming, I want you to begin to say, but it won't work. But it won't work. Amen. Because it won't work. It will not work. Amen. When you know ahead of time of what's coming to pass and what is about to happen, you're already prepared. Amen. You already prepared. So I want to encourage you right now, just so you would know that God is doing something especially for you. Amen. Amen. Well, I want to welcome you to another broadcast of Kingdom Builders International, or Kingdom Development Institute, where we're going to be talking about spiritual strategies. Amen. We talked about spiritual strategies, strategizing. We have to strategize so that we may win. Amen. So I want to encourage you, to know that you're never alone. You're never alone. For the Lord said, I will not leave you nor forsake you. So you're never alone. You have someone that's mighty, that's bigger, that's stronger, that is always with you. We're going to start with our first chapter with spiritual strategies. And I did a summary on last week of what we will have in our the lesson plan, our teaching. And I just want to encourage you to get ready. Get your notes out, because you need them. You need them. You can only retain so much in that beautiful head of yours. So I want to encourage you to get off of yourself, go get an ink pen, go get a pad, go get your Bible. If you don't have it, shame on you. And if I was in your presence with a ruler, I would hit your hand. Amen. But God is good. We're going to talk about the invisible war. We're going to start with that. Holy Spirit, we invite you in right now, and we thank you as we have opened up the door that you're coming in. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. I want you to prepare for this warfare that's going on. We talked about our outline, and if you want to know more, just go into our archives, www.blogtalkradio.com/KBDI, and you can see and hear our teaching from last week. But we're going to move forward. Amen. The church of God is marching, and we're going to move forward. Amen. And each lesson in this warfare, it is to our objective. Amen. 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 We talked about getting ready. So this spiritual warfare goal is to teach you so that you would know what you need to do, when you need to do it, and why you need to do it. When a war is declared, what happens is they often issue what we call an article of war. Amen? An article of war. I serve notice on you today. This is an article of war. This is to explain why there is a war. It identifies the enemy, declares the objective of the war. Hallelujah. You are set up. And the Bible is the written word of the one true God, which is the commander, hallelujah, our commander in chief for our spiritual army. I'm telling you, he is the commander in chief. And then that's why I said you need your Bible, because the Bible contains our article. Our article is a war. Why? It is our spiritual combat. You didn't know that you was all equipped and qualified. You didn't know it. And each lesson that we go through, I'm going to give you a key verse from the Articles of War. And that's what we're going to call it. Hold your Bible up and put emphasis on it. This is my article of war. I want you to begin to say it. This is my article of war. I want you to declare it in your spirit. This is my article of war. This is my article of war. Hold your Bibles up and tell your spirit. Hallelujah. If you don't have your Bibles in your hand, you're not with us. Amen. I want you to get your Bible. Don't be holding your phone up. Go get your Bible. Hallelujah. Hold it up and say, this is my articles of war. Amen. Amen. And I'm going to provide an overview of the context of my teaching so that you can stay with me, and that you can use these techniques. Amen. But first of all, I like to do an inspection. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In a natural army, inspections occur frequently, regularly. It's to check on the preparation and the skills of the soldier. Amen. So there's an inspection done, hallelujah. So we're going to do an inspection, and in this inspection is an examination to see if you have obtained the objective of the lesson. Amen? Amen, amen, amen. God is getting ready to move in your life. You're going to be able to strike the enemy. You're going to be able to know the enemy before he even act up, amen, before she even act up. It's neither male nor female. It's a spirit. But I want to encourage you to keep your ears open so that you can hear what God is trying to tell you. Because he is speaking. He's speaking. Amen. Amen. And then this, it's a tactical, it's a device, it's a maneuver, it's a skill set that you have to have. You know, you can't be all over the place. You can't be doing this and doing that. You know, when you see a soldier, the soldier is ready for combat, actual combat. So I want you to have in your mindset, I got to get ready. Are you ready? Really, are you ready? If you're eating, put that food down. I want you to be ready. We want to expose the enemy. We want to expose his strategy. And it's one of the greatest revelation of God's word. See, even greater is the revelation that as a believer, we have the power to over all of the power of the enemy. You're carrying a whole lot of stuff, amen? You got a lot going on, and God wants you to begin to use it. So I want to talk about the depths of your, I'm going to say, a scriptural analysis, amen? Let's do a scriptural analysis, I'm going to call it that. But as we move forward in the natural warfare, skills, and spiritual warfare is progressively needed as you go into the combat zone. Amen. When you get ready to go into combat, you begin to fight. Begin to fight, not fear, but fight. Fight what? The good fight of faith, because you already see the end. You already know what the end is going to bring. Amen, amen. Let's talk about this spiritual warfare. The call to arms. Do anyone know what the call to arms is? I'm going to talk about the summons to the invisible war. See, there's a great battle being waged in the spiritual realm. It's a personal battle, again, as I said last week, between the flesh and the spirit. So I want you to see your flesh. You all fine and cute and all of that stuff. And then I want you to begin to seek your spirit man. It's a social battle with evil forces of this world. See, it's a spiritual battle with evil supernatural powers. I want you to hear what God is trying to say to you so you can know the invisible battle where it's starting at. When I complete this section, I'm going to give you an understanding of the natural and the spiritual realm. I'm going to define the word king, and then I'm going to go to defining the word kingdom. And then I'm going to identify the two spiritual kingdoms. And then we're going to determine which kingdom you belong. And then we're going to identify the spiritual forces of good and the spiritual forces of evil, because so that we will not be deceived by Satan's devices. And then I'm going to explain, hallelujah, thank you, Father. I'm going to explain what is meant by spiritual warfare. Amen. And I want to identify the reason for the invisible war. See, there's a reason that there's an invisible war. And then last but not least, I'm going to identify the basic principle of understanding spiritual warfare, because a lot of us go around and we don't understand that we are in spiritual warfare. Amen. So I want you to get your Bibles, and I want you to turn to the verse. I'm going to call this the verse from our article of war. How about that? Article of war. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Turn to Ephesians 6 and 12. Hallelujah. Ephesians 6 and 12. Ephesians 6 and 12. And I hope you have your Bibles, and I hope that you're seeking. Amen. I hope that you're seeking, searching the scriptures. Ephesians 6 and 12, hallelujah. And it reads, I want you to listen to these words. You might feel like you're wrestling sometime. You might feel like, oh, I don't know what's wrong with me. You might feel aches and pains. You might feel like insomnia, you can't sleep. Might be some stuff going on, you're wrestling. It feels like it's flesh and blood that you're wrestling with. But the Bible says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We don't wrestle against our brothers and our sisters, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. I know you done read that scripture over and over and over, but we're going to talk about it. See, as we learn in this teaching, that there's a great war being waged against the world today. And as you watch in CNN and the different channels, I know you can see it. I know you see the natural war. I know you see the conflict. I know you see the discord. I know you see the evilness with your natural eye. But guess what? And I said this on last week. It is not a conflict between nations or governments or even tribes. It's not. It looks like it. It's set up to be like it. But guess what? It's not. It's not. It's a war that we cannot win in the natural. It's a war where no one is wearing a uniform. Guess what? But everyone is a target. Everyone. You know, the historical and the prophetical record of this war is contained, hallelujah, in God's word, in the Bible. That's how we're going to win, because we're going to search through the scriptures and we're going to see what God has to say about it. And to understand that it is a visible war, I want you to look around. Tell me what you see. You know, we must first understand that the natural and the spiritual world, we need to understand it. Man exists in two worlds, the natural world and the spiritual world. We see the natural. The natural world is that which you can see. You might be able to feel something. You can touch something. You can hear something. And guess what? You can taste some things. It's tangible. It's visible. See, the country, the nation, cities, township, villages in which we live is part of the natural world, the natural realm. You understand that it's elementary. It's the basics. We're going to start there. You are a resident in a natural kingdom, and it's located on one of the visible, I'll say, continents of the world. Amen. I know you agree with that. But you can see the people who are part of your environment. You can see others. You can communicate with them. You can experience the sight, the sound, the smell around you. You can hear. Natural. All natural. But we can't not let the natural lead. See, there is another world that we live in. The world is not natural only, but the world is a spiritual world. You cannot see it with your physical eyes, but it is just as real as the natural world in which we live. Amen? Listen, Paul talked about this. Paul spoke about this division of natural and spirit. He talked about it in 1 Corinthians. In 1 Corinthians 15, and 40. He made it real plain. And I'm going to paraphrase what he said, but I want you to note the scripture. All men have a natural body, which live in a natural world, but a man who is also a spiritual being with an eternal soul and spirit. Man is a body, a soul, and a spirit. And so your spiritual being is what? Your soul and your spirit. That's your spiritual being. And it's part of the spiritual world. Just as your natural body is part of the natural world. See, your natural body is active in the natural world, because if you want to get some tea or you want to get some coffee, you want to get some water, you have to use your natural hand to drink that water or that tea. So you're activating the natural. How do you do that in the spirit realm? So we're going to talk about, let me see if Elder is with me. He can possibly read for me, if he don't mind. Elder, if you would be so kind to that verse for me. Let's see. In 1 Corinthians 15 and 40. 1 Corinthians 15 and 40. Amen. Let me open the line up. Are you there, Elder?
Yes, I am.
Okay, if you would be kind to read 1 Corinthians 15 and 40. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, 1 minute. 15 or 40?
Yes.
Okay. 15:40, NIV. Okay. Amen. It states, there are also heavenly bodies and there are earthly bodies, but the splendor of the heavenly bodies is one kind, and the splendor of the earthly bodies is another.
Amen.
And JV states, there are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial, but the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another.
Amen. So you read out of two versions, right?
Correct.
Amen. And the second version was?
The KJV.
Okay. So there are celestial bodies and bodies of the terrestrial. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. So let's break that down. So let me go back here. And we're going to have some interaction on next week, so I pray that you have your TVs off and that you're ready to interact with me, because I want to open the floor up and so that everyone can kind of participate. And I want you to understand that you can't take all this burden on your natural flesh that should be dealt with in the spiritual realm. So sometimes we have unnecessary pain, unnecessary hurt, because we don't know how to fight spiritually. Amen. So spiritual discernment, because spiritual warfare is not that just of spiritual. It must be understood with a spiritual mindset. Amen. In our natural, and I'll say our sinful state, cannot understand spiritual things. So we have to ask God to open up our spiritual mindset so that we can understand spiritual things. Amen. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. And the Bible says, but the natural man receiveth not the thing of the Spirit of God, your natural body. For they are foolish to them, unto them. Listen to this part. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. So you got to tap in to the spiritual mindset. Amen. It's another realm. It is another level. The natural man cannot even perceive it, because he'll feel it's stupid, it's silly. That's foolishness. See, it's necessary that we use spiritual discernment. Why? Why should we use spiritual discernment? We need to use it so we can understand spiritual things. Everything that happened, there's a reason for it to happen, and it's connected to the spiritual realm. So we don't understand everything, but the things we need to understand are the things that are spiritually discerned. So we don't have to be worried about why they do that, who said that. I don't understand. Some things we don't need to understand, but some things we need to know. Amen. Amen. Let me go to this. It is necessary for us to use spiritual discernment so that we can understand spiritual things. We can see natural things all the time. And so, you can figure that out because it's natural wisdom. See, man has natural wisdom. And then there's also wisdom that comes from God. You know, some things they just naturally learned behavior. But spiritual wisdom is when you can see it before it happened, and you can discern it and you know what's about to go down, and it don't even look like it's about to happen, but you already know it. Let me tell you the story. I'm going to give you an example of natural and spiritual discernment as it's recorded in our Articles of War. Amen. In 2 Kings chapter 6, 2 Kings chapter 6, and this is the story, it was recorded, the story of a natural battle in which the troops of the enemy, the nation of Syria, they were surrounded. And it was a small town. And the prophet Elijah, he was staying there, Dotham. And when Elijah, he was, he saw a great host of the army. And guess what happened? His natural body, he became fearful. But guess what he did? He began to pray. And he prayed God would open the spiritual eyes so that he could see the angelic host that was surrounding and protecting them. Have you ever prayed that prayer? Have you ever seen angels? Have you ever seen spiritual activity? It's real. And some people are just gifted with it. But God said, you have not because you what? Ask not. But see, on this particular occasion, God actually opened the natural eye and he allowed him to visibly see the superior forces of God's aligned angels for the battle. Can you imagine? God said, I've given my angels charge over you. Have you thought about that? There's angels that have been given charge over you? Have you ever thought about that you got angels with swords of fire? Fire! That they're with you. And when you step in the room, them angels are with you. That you can command and call your angels to do the work for you if you dare to believe. Because they have been given a charge to keep by our commander-in-chief. So they're on their assignment, and we don't even know they're there. See, the story of this battle is similar to a present spiritual condition in the church. There are some, like Elijah, who can see clearly into the realm of the spirit. They know there's a conflict occurring, can also identify the enemy. Not only that, they can recognize the greater forces of God that assures victory. See, sometimes things happen and you wonder, well, wonder why the pastor did that, or wonder why Deke did that. You know, and then we pass judgment because we in our so natural self that now we walk it in judgment. Well, he shouldn't have said that to her, or she shouldn't have done that. Now we sow in discord. Now we so deep in the natural that the spirit is far from us. But God have given gifts to the body of Christ. And some people have so many spiritual gifts that haven't been unwrapped. But it's your season. It's your season to be unwrapped. Amen. I don't care what you've been through. I don't care what you feel like. God's getting ready to strengthen you. He's getting ready to heal you. He's getting ready to set you free. And he's getting ready to set you on fire. I decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus. Because guess what? I demand that your spiritual eyes be open. And that you no longer be in fear of or defeat of the enemy. It only takes a little encouragement that God will open up your spiritual eyes. But listen to this. Most people don't believe. And then worse than that, they're spiritually sleeping. But we think we're okay. because it's all about us. You know, you hurt my feelings. You won't do this. You took this. You're over there. You should be here. It's all about us. But God don't want us to be that way. He wants us to tap into the spiritual realm so we can understand this happened so that can happen. And that happened so this can happen. Just to save one. We do not even know that the enemy has surrounded us to attack us and that he in position. That's what happened in this battle. The enemy has surrounded them, and he has posed in his position, and he was ready for attack. We don't even see the enemy coming. Why? Because our spiritual eyes are not open. Only to those that don't have your spiritual eyes open. So there's two spiritual kingdoms. And I'm going to hurry on because I want to get to a point that I can leave you with a question. Within this natural and spiritual realm in which we are speaking, there exists separate kingdoms. And guess what? Each one of these kingdoms are ruled by different leaders. One is ruled by a natural leader, and the other is ruled by a spiritual leader. Amen. The natural kingdom, it's all about me, natural. It's all about me, natural. It's all about me, natural. All men live in a natural kingdom in this world. See, we live in a city, a village, a town, like I said, as part of our nation. But this nation is a kingdom of the world, and the natural kingdom is a territory. Or should I say people over which an actual king or a political leader or a sovereign ruler or can I say a dictator is going to rule. So the Bible speaks of these natural kingdoms as the kingdoms of the world. The kingdom of the world has to come under the power of the influence of Satan. You didn't know that, did you? The kingdom of the world have come under the power and the influence of Satan. So don't be, oh, what? I can't believe they done that. Take up your articles of war. Read it. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 4, 8 and 9, everything is right there. Matthew 4, 8 and 9. The Bible says, again, the devil taking him, who is Jesus, upon an exceedingly high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, all the beautiful things they have to offer. And said unto him, Jesus, okay, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Such a deceiver. How you going to give me what's already mine? How you going to loan me what I already have? Okay, let's keep going. John 5 and 19. I want you to get the scriptures so that you can have something to read. It reminds us that the whole world is under the control of the evil one. Okay, I'm excited about this spiritual kingdom. I'm excited because guess what? I want to live there. It's in addition to the natural kingdom of this world, the second kingdom, the spiritual kingdom, the kingdom of Satan and the kingdom of God. Every person alive is a resident of one of these two kingdoms. So the kingdom of Satan, it consists of Satan, the spiritual beings called demons, and all men who live in sin and rebellion to God's word. Plus, the world and the flesh are spiritual forces, evil, at work in the world today. See, the kingdom of God is just the opposite. It consists of our commander-in-chief, God the Father. Listen, Jesus Christ, hallelujah, and the Holy Spirit, spiritual beings called angels, and then all the men, I'm going to say mankind, men and women, because there's no distinctive difference other than the natural man is stronger than women on the average. But spiritually, we're equal. We're equal because there's neither male nor female in the spirit realm. You can say all you want about the natural, you win. But in the spiritual realm, okay, let's keep going. All men who live in righteousness and obedience to God's word live in the kingdom of God. There are, these are the spiritual forces of good. So the kingdom of God is not a denomination. Amen. Denominations is man-made. Denomination is man-made organizations of groups of churches that cause division. And they have been established for practical purposes of organization and administration. But denominations are major church organizations like, let's say, Baptist, Church of God in Christ, Assembly of God, Methodist, Lutheran, and so on. But the Bible speaks of the true church, which has no denomination. Guess what? I get excited. And no religious organization. That's the true church. See, the true church is composed of all of those who have become residents of the kingdom of God. So at this present time, in this natural world, the kingdom of God exists individually within each one of us. Every man, every woman, every boy, every girl who have made Jesus Christ the king of their lives. You know, it exists in us, the true church. So wherever we go, wherever people of the kingdom of God go, there's the kingdom of God. Wherever people make this world the kind of world that God wanted to be, is when we activate, go places and we activate, and guess what? The kingdom of God has manifested. So in the future, there will be an actual, visible manifestation of God's kingdom. But right now, there's an invisible war. And this invisible spiritual war is a battle which involves every man and woman, because the kingdom of Satan is a spiritual kingdom. It's a spiritual kingdom. Just like God's kingdom is spiritual, his kingdom is spiritual that manifests to the natural to cause evil upon mankind. You see what happened to the capital. And then it go on and on and on. Ephesians 6 and 12. Ephesians 6 and 12, and I was reading, listen, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. Stop fighting in the natural. You know, stop being all bad, doing your karate and your kung fu and loading your gun against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. See, spiritual warfare is not a natural battle between flesh and blood. It's not a battle of man against man. It's not a visible battle. It's an invisible struggle in the spiritual world. It's a battle within and around man. It's not visible. It's not a visible war. It is not a visible war. Because spirits are involved. And we're going to learn in Luke 24 and 39 that a spirit does not have a flesh and it does not have bones, but is looking for someone to make their home. See, the spiritual warfare, I like to say, is multi-dimensional, which means it is fought in different dimensions. See, it is Let me give you these few scriptures. My time is coming near. And because of the delay, I'm not as able to get as far as I would have liked to. But a social battle between the believer and the world. It's a social battle between the believer and the world. And that's in John 15. And I'm not going to read it because of time's sake, but I want you to read it. John 15, verses 18 through 27, talking about a social battle between the believer and the world. Personal battle between flesh and blood. That's in Galatians 5, verses 16 through 26. We'll go over it on next week. And then a supernatural battle, and that's between believers and evil spiritual powers. This is the good part, Lord Jesus. Ephesians 6, 10 through 26. Man, I'm telling you, every person alive is engaged in this battle. Whether we realize it or not, there's no neutral forces. Unbelievers are in bondage to evil and have taken captivity by the enemy, by the enemy forces. They are victims of war. So don't hate Trump. Pray for him. Do good. We got to do it. Unless we fall prey of the enemy attack. Believers have been freed from the enemy of Jesus Christ. And we are victorious. We're victors. But we're still engaging in the war. The key verse in this teaching indicates that all of us wrestle against evil spiritual forces. Evil spiritual forces. So wrestling involves, and I'm going to close with this, involves close personal contact. See, no one is exempt from the battle, and no one can view it from a distance, but you are in the midst of conflict, whether you know it or not. And if you believe that it's going to get better, you're wrong, because we have to fight in the spirit. The Christian warfare does not cease, but it gets easier to do. When we strategize, amen, the invisible war is being waged on the earth. The thief, he cometh not but for to steal, not but for to kill, not but for to destroy. But God said, I've come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Are you living your life in abundance? This is good to me. I don't know. It's good to me. My mother made some collard greens the other day. No, turnip. I'm sorry. They were good to me. But this right here, okay. God is good. And I want to thank you for tuning in. We're going to stop right there where the battle rages. Where the battle rages. I want you to read those scriptures. You can go back in archives and you can listen if you missed anything, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/KBDI. You can sow into the ministry. Go to giveify.com. That's giveify.com. And you can sow into Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters. You can sow into us through PayPal. I'm telling you, God's about to do some things. We're ready to take off. And we would like to take you with us. But I want to encourage you. Know that we're in a battle. We're going to talk about next week how the battle started and where the battle, where it began. We're going to talk about that. So, again, I want to thank you. I hope and pray that you invited someone to listen in, that you're going to share with them these tools, and that they would be able to share with someone else, because guess what? That's why Jesus is still alive today, because he began to teach. He began to train. Amen. Soldiers for the battle. Amen and amen. I'm excited. The devil tried to stop this broadcast today, but guess what? It didn't work. I want to encourage you to know that you already won because you're still here. You're still here. And the fact that you're still here, it tells me that you already won. I want to say God bless you. Look around and begin to meditate and ask God to open up your spiritual eyes so that you may see spiritual things. Don't be scared. God got you. Amen. Father, we just thank you for this time with you, Lord God. Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus, those that are on this line, Father, that you take us all to another realm, another dimension in you, God. Father, that you we would not only see in the spirit, but we would understand things of the spirit, God, because you are a spirit, and you said that we should worship you in spirit and in truth. So, Father, teach our fingers to war, God. Teach our mind to be at peace in the midst of the battle. And, God, we thank you that you're moving, and we thank you that you're ruling, Father. So, in the name of Jesus, keep us and feed us until we want no more. Well, I want to thank you. Until next time, I want to encourage you, invite someone to the line. Tell them they can join us with this spiritual boot camp as we strategize and plan how to win this war. I want to say God bless everyone. We love you. And stay encouraged from Elder and I and our Kingdom Builders Development Institute, the whole broadcast and all of the ministry, all of us. We say we love you. God bless you all. And we say good night.